You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the first trading day of the new week, so it is time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, and this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Greg, from the tweets that I've seen from various market participants, I sense that today was either dreary because nothing was happening or taxing because it was on the downside. Tell me more.
Yeah, funny, just on that sort of more personal level, talking amongst brokers, obviously the story broke on Sunday night about Deutsche Bank not doing their sales
equity
trading.
It's Deutsche, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not Deutsche.
And I mean, we just thought, like, you just sort of sat back and thought, oh, of all your mates, I mean, that was the apex, the place that you wanted to end up working if everything went according to plan. And
yes,
a few people that we know did end up there. And it kind of sad demise. And we sort of all spoke about the good old days a little bit around the dealing room today. You know, how much things have changed. You know, how much more fun the market used to be, that without all this regulation, and you know, you could a client could open an account over the phone and you could start trading the next day, and it wasn't 26 pages of documents to sign, and you know, it's just become so onerous. And you know, it's sad to see something like Deutsche Bank,
thank you,
you know, slipping from their one glorious position. I mean, back in the day, and I think you know, I remember, you used to be able to see which broker you were trading against.
Yeah.
And they were broker number 70. And if you saw them on the other side of a deal, you
would pull your order, right?
They were trying to buy. You knew you were dealing with the financial gods out there.
I've just had an interview with a chap called Chris Gilmore, who you probably know, really, really fine fellow, Scottish chap. And I was talking to him and I said, I used to work with this bloke on the desk, and he used to phone people up and I used to listen to him, and he said, hey, Deutsche's buying or Deutsche's selling. And I, first of all, the first thing I wanted to say was, it's not Deutsche, it's Deutsche. But secondly, the legend that was perpetuated by the Deutsche brand in South Africa when it first came in, because they had such buying and selling power, was legendary. And as you say, people wanted to work for them. But now look at them, they're in the gutter.
Yeah, and I suppose it's similar to Lehman Brothers in the US. It was also the pinnacle there, you know, the apex. You wanted to be there. You know, that was when you had really made it. The cleverest minds were all working there. But somehow it doesn't seem to have really, really helped them. And I mean, let's just hope that, you know, that from here on things get better. But I think it kind of, on a Monday morning, that news coming in, again, the volume very low on the JSE, coming off a low Thursday and a low Friday we spoke about on the opening this morning. Again, just 12.7 billion turnover again today. Nothing really to drive the markets. Things quite thin. Everyone's feeling a little bit sort of depressed at the moment.
Yeah, indeed. Just talking about Deutsche, the Markets in Financial Instruments Directive 2004/39/EC, as subsequently amended, is a European Union law that provides harmonized regulation for investment services across the 31 member states of the European Economic Area. That is one of the things, the regulatory instruments or initiatives, rather, is probably a better word, that has contributed to the demise of Deutsche. And you're talking about forms. I promise you, MiFID, if you're a bank and you have to adhere to MiFID, Markets in Financial Instruments Directive 2004, then really you've got to employ 100 people in order to get through it. And then afterwards, because you're losing money, you have to deploy or sack those 100 people. It's extraordinary what's going on.
Yes, I think that you maybe hit the key here. It's the overregulation of markets. If you go and look where banks are employing more people, it's not the people that which are doing the trading or coming up with the investment ideas or structuring finance deals. It's more compliance officers. And I mean, I suppose being a broker, these people are always the bane of your life, really. And you wonder why. It's almost like employing a referee that's just going to blow every time you kick a ball, really. And you're paying them, but they're working for, you know, the authority. So that's quite a sort of conundrum, really.
It really is, Greg. But maybe this is also symptomatic of the demise of the German nation, because you've got Angela Merkel, who I think I've always liked. She's always been quite tough. She doesn't like Trump. She's steered Germany through some tough times into really, really good times. But I saw her on two occasions shaking like a leaf at official events. And it's almost a, I don't know, what's the word? It's not analogy. It's almost, yeah, anyway, I'll think of the word later on.
Yeah, I saw that video of her shaking. I wasn't sure. I thought there might be a health issue there. But, I mean, if you have to rank your best leader, certainly in Europe, she's always going to be right up.
It's symptomatic of the German nation, which has a PMI and factory orders on the wane. You've got a shaking chancellor, and you've got Deutsche Bank, one of its finest financial institutions, also on its knees. 18,000 people losing their jobs. That's incredible.
That really is. And I mean, also, some time back, but you had those emissions scandals with Volkswagen producing those cars, which was, spewing out pollutants and tried to sort of trick the Americans with some clever software, which never worked. Yeah. I think John Bickard was talking about that when he was talking about catalytic converters, which they've had to go run and do a much better job on the Germans. But certainly times are changing there. And I suppose it's the whole European Union is kind of diluting that German sort of striving to be the best, really.
Yeah, they've done very well, though, apart from the two world wars. But anyway, we need to talk about that. They've done very well in the World Cup, men's World Cup, that is. Greg, on the Stock Exchange news service announcements, anything there?
Well, we just speak this morning about Impala, and I've looked at it a couple more times since our chat. More or less saying things are going a lot better. We're going to give you a clearer trading update. These are just broad strokes.
Yes.
The results will be out the 5th of September. The share price up 3.3%, 74.85 rand.
Yeah.
So retracing to its recent highs, I think it got into the 75s this morning, again visited there a week or so ago. But I think just emphasizing that probably this is the space to be in at the moment with the rest of the market performing so badly.
Yeah, I'm looking back from 1725, SENS announcements. It's all pretty routine stuff. So let me go back to Greg and have a look at the spot prices. And while the spot prices are being read out to you, maybe you could have a look at the top five up and down, because which will come up in a moment. And as you say, shaynet.co.za has not just got the spot price, but the bid and the offer on the spot prices on its most viewed shares. The dollar rand is 14.13, British pound against the rand 17.68, euro rand 15.85, and the euro dollar 1.12.15. Slightly stronger US dollar today. So what does that mean for the gold price? Well, it means it's down $2 to 13.97, floating with that 1400 level every day these days, it seems, Greg, as short-term traders try to work out what to do next. The platinum price up $9, though, to $819 an ounce. That's a 1.1% move to the upside. And palladium is down $8 to $15.55. The oil price, Brent crude oil, $65.40, 27 points better. Dow Jones, getting a little bit of stick. It's down 110 points to 26,812. A little bit of a jobs data hangover, which I don't quite understand. S&P down around about 0.4%, and the NASDAQ is down 3/4 at the moment. How's the JSE looking on the close?
Yeah, the bank's up 0.59, financials up 0.41, industrials down 0.11. Same for the retailers. Gold index up 2.9, Platts up 2.76, resources up 1.2. That left the market up a quarter of a percent, 142 points better, 57,731. A turnover of, let's see if it's gone up, 12.7 odd billion. I think in the beginning of the day, if you offered me a market of 140 up on the all share, probably would have taken it.
Yeah.
Came into a scenario where the Far East markets had all been clobbered on this jobs number. And we were all sort of expecting really doom and gloom. But the market managed to pick itself up, mostly the resource sector helping the all share.
Well, let's have a look at those top five and bottom five performers on the JSE Securities Exchange and start with the top five. Am I right? Assol 5% higher. Harmony up 4.5%. Yes. Woolies up 4.5%. Don't understand that one. African That's Rainbow right. Minerals 4.1% to the good. So was Northam. Can we start then with Woolies? 4.5% up. I spoke to Chris Gilmore earlier on. You must have listened to that one. He's very, very good indeed. And he talked about the dead cat bounce. And the dead cat bounce is all about dropping a cat off a skyscraper. Yeah. And exactly. And the thing, of course, it's going to bounce, but it doesn't mean to say it's not dead. And that was something that he alluded to. Do you think Woolies is a dead cat bounce or an opportunity?
Well, there was an upgrade from JP Morgan, taking it almost from a sell to a hold kind of thing. But I think it's indicative of how the market is. No one's got any ideas. You know, a newsletter comes through and JP Morgan's got the following upgrades and downgrades. Okay, that's what we're going to trade on. We haven't done our own work. And for it to move that much on something, it just shows you we're just directionless at the moment. To go and look at the, to jump ahead, they downgraded Mr. Price, and that was down 2.7%.
Yeah, Mr. Price down 2.75%. Motus on the downside, also down 2.5%. Mediclinic, a 2.4% loser. Roynet down 1.9%. And Vivo, we know no need to talk about that one. So it's a small volume. What was the volume you said? 12.7 billion today.
Yeah, it's really, really low. These are the type of volumes that you normally experience if you're unfortunate enough to have to work through the December holidays. Mm. In that period between sort of after the 16th public holiday to New Year, then you get these days of 12 and 13 billion, and that's you come in expecting that. But, you know, I think the kids are back at school from today.
Are they?
Lots of the traders are back here. And so you would have thought it would at least do some volume, but there's no news stories to really drive the market in a particular direction.
No, but I'm
clinging on to last week's themes, which is gold and platinum, really.
Yes, indeed. But if you are really despondent about the world, then you can put it all into perspective, because you can go to the opening this morning, which was a really good chat with yourself and Nick Kunzer from Sanlam Private Wealth. After that, Katie Katapodis, the ex-news editor of 702 Talk Radio, going through the weekend's newspapers in South Africa and the world. Liston Mainchi's talking about the jobs numbers in the States, which came out on Friday, and a staggering 224,000 new jobs created outside of the agricultural sector. And he goes through those numbers assiduously. Then you've got Chris Gilmore standing in for David Shapiro on Shapiro World, and he talks about Deutsche and all sorts of other things. He's got a really, really brilliant academic brain. And my top story today is James B. Rogers, Jim Rogers, talking to us from Singapore about the US economy. And if you listen to that one, you really need to have a glass of whiskey or a fruit juice in your hand, whichever your tipple is, because he's quite forthright. And it's right there now on strictlybusinesspodcast.com. And also sharenet.co.za. Greg, have a listen to Jim Rogers after we put the phone down.
Yes, definitely. I've always been a long-term fan. I remember reading one or two of his books about 10 years ago. And, you know, eccentric and fresh ideas, but a very, very interesting guy to listen to. Really understands economics and markets, and it's always worthwhile. But I must say, you've put together a dream team today for a Monday.
Exactly.
All the rest of us were just ticking boxes here at the office. You've really been toiling away.
Well, that's what happens when you take Friday off, which I did. You know, you come back with fresh ideas and a fresh brain and a rejuvenized body. It won't last, of course, but anyway, enjoy it while you get it. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.